Leading up to the release of the budget, some prominent artists in the province led a concerted effort to demand that the government bolster funding for the arts community. They call on the province to increase Arts NL's budget to $5 million, phased in over the next 3 years. Robert Chafe was one of the artists leading that charge. He's the artistic director of Artistic Fraud at Reachman Grand Falls, where he's on tour with his play, Between Breaths. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, sir. How about you?
I'm pretty good. I had a little bit of cold this morning, so excuse my voice.
No worries. You're coming through loud and clear. So positive news with an injection of $1 million takes Arts and Health funding from $1.9 to $2.9 million a year. How important is this?
It's so important. I mean, it was a really long, considered campaign from our community. We mobilized in a way that we haven't done in many, many years. So that was exciting and heartening in itself. And it was a lot of work for, what in the grand scheme of things is a very little amount of money. $1 million in the grand scheme of the budget is a tiny drop in the bucket. In fact, at one point we had a graphic that was going around on social media showing a pie chart and the kind of allocation for the total budget for Arts NL, and we had to inflate that line because it was so small you couldn't actually see it on the pie chart. We had to exaggerate the lines to make it visible. So it is a tiny chunk of money in the grand scheme of things. But what that money will do is radically change how arts and culture is made in this province. Even that $1 million investment will radically change over the coming year what we do. It will secure companies that are the lifeblood of certain communities in this province. It will ensure that they'll be able to continue the work. It will, in a very important step, make sure that companies like my own that are feeling the weight and strain of overworked administration people might be able to augment their human resources to actually better manage their workload. It's a huge, huge, huge shot in the arm for the community, and we hope it's just the beginning in terms of moving us towards a community that has all the resources to do the work that we so stridently try to do to make people proud of this province.
The arts are obviously an important part of who we are, our culture, our preservation of our traditions. How does it benefit the economy, Robert?
Well, there's countless studies, and I don't have the numbers in front of me here. There's countless studies over the years on a national and a federal level and provincial level about the return on investment for arts and culture. And I think sometimes, particularly people that don't engage with arts and culture themselves in their daily lives, don't know those figures. And so they might view money to arts as something that they don't quite understand. And that's fine. I get that. I have questions about other lines in the budget with that regard myself. But the government's own numbers that they provided during this campaign, arts and culture provide a kickback of $450 million to the GDP each year, and government spending is approximately $20 million. So that's an incredible return on investment. And like I said, there are entire sections of this province that have been animated and bolstered by arts and culture. Just speaking from my sector personally, look at what Rising Tide has done. Donna Butt and Rising Tide have done on the Bonavista Peninsula over the last 30 years. Look at what Jess and Gaylene and TNL are doing in Grosmore National Park. What's happening on Fogo Island with Vita Cobb's infrastructure. I mean, it's the tangible results are there in terms of what an influx of arts and cultural activity can do for a region.
And an influx of new money. One thing in the arts funding models is money that you can get here in a subsidy or a grant could be leveraged against federal pots of money too, which is really important to bring money in from elsewhere outside our own budget restraints.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, my company has an annual budget of, depending on whether we're touring or not, and our level of activity, an annual budget of approximately $500,000 to $800,000 a year. And currently, the provincial contribution to that is about $30,000. So that's an incredible kickback. Most of that extra money comes from public and private sources off island. So that's money that's coming directly back into St. John's area, paying the lion's share of it going to artists that live and work here. So we see those stories all the time in our sector. We know the truth of that in our sector. And we also know what a little bit of money, an influx like this, can do in terms of further leveraging more money, further employing more artists, attracting more artists to come and live in Newfoundland. And then, of course, you don't even touch upon the cultural health, social well-being benefits that arts and culture. There's so much tangible proof of what arts and culture does for a community in terms of mental well-being and positive response to living in an area. So we think this is a really positive step from provincial government. We feel that we were really heard, and we hope it's just the beginning in terms of walking that road.
And our culture is one of the reasons people will choose to visit Newfoundland Labrador, so it has an overlap with the tourism sector and all the businesses involved. You may have been the beneficiary of an election year with this $1 million. Are you bullish on the fact that you think government will get to your proposal of $5 million annually by 2022?
I think, you know, we're not naive about it, and we know we have a lot more education to do. We found, I think, a really sympathetic ear in Minister Mitchell Moore. I found him personally to always be someone that honestly and truthfully engaged with our sector. We've had a lot of ministers in that portfolio over the years that we never see darken a door of a theater, and that is certainly not this gentleman. He does come to see the work. I've had many conversations with him about the sector myself, and our engagement with him on this portfolio, I think, was earnest and honest. And I think it's like everything else. There is an engagement with the need and then an engagement with what's possible given the current financial climate. So I think our task in the future as a community is to educate and convince not only levels of government but also the public that extra spending into this sector is a valid investment, that it's actually going to see returns that we can't even predict. And that is born over and over and over again in other sectors of this country, but also internationally. When there is an investment in arts and culture, it is a guaranteed win-win. It comes back in ways that you can't even predict. So we have a road ahead of us, I think, to do that education. But I think we're feeling encouraged by this news this week, and I think we're ready to do that work.
I appreciate your time this morning, Robert. Good luck in the continued work it's going to take to ensure you get to that $5 million range, and break a leg.
Thank you so much for your time.
Take good care. That's Robert Chafe. He's the artistic director of Artistic Fraud. Of course, he's in Grand Falls, Windsor, where he's on tour with his play, Between Breaths.